What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, squad? Happy freaking Friday. Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. Episode 92, guys, we're literally 8 episodes from 100 on the podcast. I think I was at episode 67 like 3 or 4 weeks ago when I started going consistent on Instagram and Facebook Lives here. And since converting these live streams into podcasts, my number of my podcasts have just absolutely skyrocketed. We're literally dropping 5 new podcasts every single week because of these lives. Like, it fires me up that I'm able to get on live stream here, present a message, and upload it as a podcast. And now those podcasts are getting more views. More people are hearing this message, of living a relentless life and being relentless. And, you know, and today we're going to specifically talk about the power of manifestation and kind of how, you know, manifesting and manifesting positive thoughts, energy, and vibes all go congruently with living a relentless lifestyle. You know, being relentless is everything. When we have a relentless mentality, that means that nothing can get in our way of what we truly desire and know we truly deserve in this life. Nothing. Jeremy, what's going on, bro? Happy freaking Friday. So, you know, that's the power of living the relentless life. That's the power that all of my clients and all the guys, even in my free Facebook community, experience every day is, you know, they've made the decision to surround themselves with positive people. And we manifest what we want in our free Facebook community. We manifest high energy, high vibrations, right? Positive vibrations in our Marco Polo group, in our trainerized group chat, you know, in the Facebook community. And this is stuff that people don't understand, really has a very profound effect on our thoughts, and then also now our thoughts become our actions, right? Like, the more positive thoughts we have, the more likely we're going to, you know, enact positive action and actually take action towards our dreams and our goals. And, you know, something that I really like let's break down what manifesting is, right? We kind of just spoke about it a little bit, but the power of manifestation, right, is pretty much being able to get inside of your mind, especially inside of your subconscious mind, which is our subconscious or our unconscious mind, is exactly that. It's not our conscious mind. It's not me right now. My subconscious mind has its own mind, and we're able to fuel that subconscious mind through things like meditation and getting more into an alpha brain wave state where we're completely relaxed and we're able to process our thoughts in a different way than our conscious mind is able to. So when this happens, we can start to bring out inner thoughts that we never even knew were there, to make our lives better, right? To increase the quality of our life so that when challenges and struggles do come up, we're able to face those with a calm, preserved mindset and being able to say, okay, this is the problem at hand and this is the solution that I'm going to attack that problem with. And that is only possible through, you know, fueling our subconscious mind. And, you know, manifesting and continue, like, I have a vision board right here, for example, guys. I'm staring at my vision board and I don't do this enough, but really every day, first of all, we all need to make a vision board. That is like the number one thing. Every single person out there listening to this has to make a vision board, because if you don't, it's almost like, you know, going through life without knowing, you know, you don't know where you want to go. You're just kind of meandering around and you're fucking wasting your time. You need to have a vision of what it is that you want, right? For the longest time, I didn't have a vision where, you know, I'm a visual person and I'm a visual learner. Once again, that's the second call. Second call that I got on this live. So excuse me for that. But I'm a very visual learner, visual, you know, storyteller, stuff like that. And I know a lot of you guys out there are probably the same way as me. I need to see where I'm going. You know, it's like driving a car, guys, right? When you're driving a car, don't you think you're going to be much more successful in getting to your destination if your eyes are open and you're looking through the front windshield rather than having a blindfold on and trying to drive? I mean, you're going to crash within 3 to 5 seconds of driving that vehicle. And it's the same way, you know, in life, trying to reach a certain destination or trying to reach a certain life goal or trying to you know, work a certain career or get into a certain relationship or be happy or have kids or start a family. Like, you need to have a plan. You need to have a vision. You need sight. You need to see what it is that you actually want, right? And obviously, before you have these wants, you need to know that you're worth it, right? We talked about that before, knowing that you're fucking worth the trouble and the struggle of going through making a vision board and committing to your goals and going all in. We've talked about all that before, guys, on past podcast episodes. But today is really about making that vision and manifesting, right? Manifesting. Brandon, what's going on, brother? Happy freaking Friday, bro. And manifesting that vision, right? Because if we can't have, like I said, guys, put yourself in the driver's seat of your own life, because that's exactly what you are. You are literally the captain of your own ship, the master of your own fate. Nobody else is going to hold your hand and get you the body of your dreams. Nobody else is going to hold your hand and make you quit your job and go start your own business. Like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So what you need to do, guys, is you need to do things like starting a vision board. You need to buy a journal for $5 on Amazon and every day write positive affirmations in there and write your goals for today, your goals for this week, your goals for this month. This is huge. And I try to tell my, and I tell my clients this all the time. I constantly remind Brent and Steve and all the other guys in my program that if you don't have goals, you're driving, you're captaining your ship with a fucking blindfold on. You don't know where you're going. And in order to be successful at anything in life, you've got to have a clear vision of where you're going. And that's the biggest message I want to get across to you guys today, is without a clear vision, without a clear why, and without a clear, like I said, destination of kind of where you want to go, you're never going to reach that destination. So you got to have a blueprint. You got to have a map. You got to have the resources, the tools, right? But most importantly, you have to have that vision. Like, I'm staring at my vision board. There's coach up there, family. There's some quotes from the Bible, being a fearless man. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, right? Fear not, for I am with you. Like, I have investment properties up there. Next goal, 6 figures in my bank account. Make 10K per month. Serve the hell out of my clients. My IFBB Pro bodybuilding card with Chance Galloway on it. A Ferrari, like certain stuff like that, right? Like, I want to own my own jet. I want to have investment properties. I want to be a professional athlete. Like, I have all of those things on my vision board because I know that's the life I want to live. And the only way to live that life is by having a map. Right? Having goals. Like, that's where I want. That's the life I want to live. That's the life I want for my family, right? I want to serve people. I want to help people. I want to be a successful coach. I want to start an online coaching business. And without that, I wouldn't have quit my full-time job. I wouldn't have gone all in with the Relentless Life and with my podcast and with going live every day, right? And that's what's so important about this. This whole discussion today is about creating a vision board, having and manifesting a path. Like, what is your path? That's the biggest question for today. What is your path? I want to know from you guys, what vision do you have? Type in the comments what your vision is. Type in the comments, you know, where do you want to be in a year? Like, do you guys even ask yourself that question? Like, where do you guys want to be in the next 365 days? Like, what's so crazy to think about, guys? You know, like, and y'all might call me crazy, but like, you know, some of you guys probably agree with this statement, is I'm 25 years old. I could be a millionaire within the next 365 days if I make the decision that I'm going to work fucking every single day, 18 hours a day for the next 365 days. Like, I could be a millionaire if I really wanted to. So could you. I could have 200 clients in my online coaching business. I could be traveling the world. Like, I could do whatever I want. I could be the happiest I've ever been in my relationship with my girlfriend, with my family, right? Like, I could have all of these things only if I sketch out the vision and I start taking affirmative action through manifesting it. So you have to see it first. So we have our vision board, right? So those of you guys, and I'm going to do a vision board training for my clients, right? I haven't done it yet, but it's definitely something I'm looking to get done in the next week or so, because this is so vital. This is so vital to making not only a mental but a physical transformation, is knowing what kind of body do you want to have? What kind of body do you want? Do you want to have a fucking dad bod? Do you want to have a six pack? Do you want to have 6% body fat and step on stage and be competitive, right? And get your IFBB pro card? Like, what is it that you want? What kind of body do you want? Do you want a big chest? Do you want to feel confident when you take your shirt off? You want massive arms when you come to the side, you flex your tricep, people all stare at? Like, what do you want? And you have to ask yourself, what does Brendan want? What does Steven want? What does Dakota want? What does Chance want? Caitlin, what does Caitlin want? What kind of body do I want? I know I'm worth it because I already listened to Chance's episode on being fucking worth it and deserving of a certain life. But what is it that I want now? And now that I know what I want, what is my vision? What's the actions I need to take? I need to affirm to get to that vision that I'm staring at every day. I come into this office. I don't live here all the time. But when I'm here, I walk in here every morning, get my coffee, and I stare at that board. And something that I'm going to start doing that I think is super imperative to getting to that dream life, to getting making those dreams on my vision board become a reality, is coming into this office, shutting my door, and screaming, you know, I am the one, or I am deserving, or I'm the best coach in the whole world, or I'm the best me, or I'm serving the fuck out of my clients. Whatever it is that I truly want out of life, I need to say it, and I need to scream it, and I need to believe it. And you guys need to do the same thing for whatever you want and you desire out of life, you know. And I know I'm working like the client, the guys in my program, right? They hire me as their coach to get them certain physical results. But what they don't understand at that time is while they're training their body, they're also training their mind. They're training their mind on how to manifest the body that they want, right? And the two go hand in hand. Our mental health and our physical health go hand in hand. And these can both be achieved. These can both be optimally achieved through manifesting. You know, I like things like meditation. We spoke about the vision board, but meditation allows us to get into that subconscious mind, that unconscious mind, and get into those alpha and then even further theta brainwave states. And that's what really allows us to start to pre-program the thoughts in our subconscious. Because what a lot of people don't understand is 95% of our daily actions, the things we do every day repetitively, are actually fueled from our subconscious mind. 5% is from our conscious mind.
What's going on, guys? So in today's episode, unfortunately, I lost the last like 10 minutes or so of recording. So unfortunately, I was not able to recover that due to my computer dying from technical difficulties. But with that being said, you guys can go to my Instagram at Chance Galloway Fitness to catch the full uncut version. And if you guys enjoyed today's episode, as I always say, y'all can leave a review on the Apple Podcast app as well. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Stay freaking relentless.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.